Welcome to your daily devotional. April 20th, 1/4 of the day, taken from Nehemiah chapter 9 in verse 3, but we'll begin our reading in Nehemiah chapter 9 in verse 1. Now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, in sackcloth and with dust on their heads. Then those of Israelite lineage separated themselves from all foreigners, and they stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for 1/4 of the day. And for another 1/4, they confessed and worshipped the Lord their God. The days of Ezra and Nehemiah were a time of great revival in Israel's history. The remnant of Israel had come back to Jerusalem after a long captivity, and they lamented the state of the city where the worship of the living God had been centered in the glorious days of times past. And they longed to restore the great public worship. These folks did not try to do this work on their own power. Rather, they diligently sought the forgiveness, guidance, and power of God. Where are we nationally? Where is God's church? The way many of us have done church in the past has been broken down. It's time we get serious about Bible revival, complete with repentance, emphasis on Scripture as our sole authority, and the praising of God in ways that accord with the Bible. Let us pray like the prophet. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. It seems an awful lot to spend 1/4 of the day reading the Bible, and another 1/4 confessing, praying, and praising. But for these people of God, it was the heart's desire to spend all the day doing both. Consider football or any other sport, for example. Someone may spend 1/4 of the day watching 2 games, and another 1/4 checking in on the fantasy sports league. Where your time is, there is your treasure. If you have time, and you do, redeem it by spending it wisely. Let us be people of the book, living close to the Savior Jesus Christ, who bought us with his blood. Let us keep short accounts with God, confessing our sin early and often. And if we expect a revival work in our midst, let us not wait for someone else to catalyze it. If we do that, revival shall never happen. Rather, start a new trend. Spend 1/4 of the day in spiritually profitable pursuits. Surely there is enough time-wasting foolishness that can be cut out. Christian revival begins with you.